those colors. That raises the vibration within each of the chakra centers. So in other words, as you visualize, the root chakra as red, see it as a brilliant, bright red. And then moving up from there, the orange, second chakra orange, third, bright, brilliant, yellow as the sun, fourth, the heart chakra, blue-green, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, magenta. And the fifth chakra, the throat area, sky blue. Sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo. And the seventh chakra at the top of the head, the crown chakra, violet or gold or silver. And the eighth chakra, soul star chakra, approximately 18 inches above the head, pure brilliant white. And the earth star chakra below your feet, somewhat of a brownish color with red specks or gold specks in it, or whatever it is that how you visualize it. Or as you are visualizing your chakras, know that you have an inner knowing of this. Even though there are parts of your mind that say that this doesn't exist, that you're making this up, for some of you, just let that go. Know that your chakra centers, your etheric body, is actually more real than even your physical body is. For your physical body will expire at some point. Your etheric body continues on. So believe and know your etheric body to be even more real. And as you're focusing on your etheric body now and your astral or your chakra centers, all of the nine chakras now, see them all vibrating higher and higher. And the spinning of the chakras as they spin clockwise and counterclockwise. Counterclockwise to bring energy in and clockwise to send energy out. So feel the vibration now within your chakras, within your etheric body. We are not going to per se leave the body here this time. Going to stay within it. But feel the body vibrating more and more and more. Feel your vibration within the body. As it begins to glow more and more. Glow with light. Light spreading out from your body. And at the same time now, visualize the great central sun of the universe and the energy coming from that great central sun shooting down. See a pillar of light shooting down from the great central sun of the universe through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. And down through the central sun of this galaxy, through the sun of the solar system, the light encompassing all beings outside of the Earth, all of the ships, light going to all of the ships, and then down to the Earth as a brilliant pillar of white light, shooting down through your body now, through the top of your head, through the soul star chakra, down through your crown chakra, and down all the way through your body, through your earth star chakra, and down into the earth. And then that pillar of light going all the way to the center of the earth, and then back up again through your feet, back through your body, up through your head, and all the way back to the central sun of the universe. And you now being the anchor point for this light, you can hold this light and then spread this light. You as the what have been called the boots on the ground, the ones that can hold the light here and then spread the light, spread it out. Then also see from the central sun of the universe a wave of energy that has been coming down, wave after wave. But see now that final wave, the one that is known as the event, the solar flash. Solar flash that transmutes consciousness here on this planet. See it now entering the planet, striking the planet. But see it first as it's coming down and all of the brilliant colors that those that are ready to see it will see it as. Will see it as beautiful colors, perhaps colors you've never seen before. Brilliant array of rainbow colors coming down to the earth, then spreading out across the entire planet, filling the planet, filling all crevices of darkness everywhere, illuminating those pockets of darkness. And everything, everything becoming light across the planet. See the brilliant explosion of light and higher consciousness spreading. See this as the great changeover, the changeover from the old 3D paradigm to the new 5D paradigm, the new 5D expression. See all of those pockets of darkness and all of those ones that bring that pockets of those pockets of darkness. See them leaving the earth in one way or another, being escorted off the planet, being arrested, whatever it is. See them all being removed. And the only thing that is left is love. Love incarnate within the universe. No more fear, no more hatred, no more anger. Just replaced with love and peace and calmness and joy and oneness. See that happening now all across the planet as people come together everywhere, joining hands, being with each other, enjoying being with each other. Even the connection with Mother Earth, with nature, with animals and plants. Everything and everyone coming together as one. One unified energy. Unified God source within each. Take a moment and just simply continue to visualize that scene. That scene after the changeover. Malachi Boyd, let yourself begin to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical body. Everything come back in. If you left your body, if you didn't, just come back into a relaxed and open state of consciousness. I am Kara. As most of you know, I have been here many times now, and I continue to come because of the connection that we all have. We, the Pleiadians, and those of you, the humans here on this planet, we have a very strong connection. And I, as an emissary to the planet, to the various councils, actually within the planet itself, or there are councils. There are councils here out in the galactic space, as well as here on the planet and within the planet. There are leaders that have been working with us, and I, as one of the emissaries, continue to associate and continue to work with those various councils. And I am here now to tell you of the stronger and stronger movement that is occurring to bring about a reunification of those that are here on the planet and those of us that are overseeing the projects and the various programs that are going on, to bring about the total and complete freedom of this planet. Many projects have been underway for quite some time, and many of those projects are now coming to their fulfillment. So the times are becoming less and less and less where fear and those other types of emotions are being lessened across the planet now. It is a process. You have heard many times that it is a process. Your ascension is a process. And you have been working diligently. You, those of you, the light workers, the light warriors, those of you that are the awakened, you have been working diligently in moving this entire process along, not only for you yourselves individually, but for the collective consciousness of this planet. As you have been told many times, you have a place in all of this. Even though you do not believe that you do, or you do not believe that you are doing anything, you are. Just simply by being awake, you are doing much. You are doing much because it is going into the universal mind, into that of the collective consciousness here on the planet, every thought, every word that you use. So when you say, I will not go along with this, I will not, I will fight, I will strive to bring freedom to this planet, even first within yourself and then outside of yourself, everything that you do is having an effect. You must understand that. And all of you together are having a great effect here. And those, when you come together as a group, as you have done just previously in what you call your advance, you had a tremendous effect at that point. You just have to come to understand and believe that you are making a difference. So it is time now, my friends, my brothers and sisters, it is time to let go of all of the fear, all of the pretense, all of those things that you have been told, you have been lied to about, and know that it is only all part of the illusion. As you are more and more coming to understand an illusion that has been perpetrated for many thousands of years here on this planet. And it is time now, it is time for that illusion to fade away into
that which is the illusion. And the more you come to fully realize that, the more that you will be able to just simply live in the moment and let things be as they are, and know that everything is happening for a reason. And the truth, many of the truths that have been held back from you are being released. Not will be released, they are being released, little by little, but it shall become as a flood of truth coming forward. So trust in all of that, or as you say, trust in the plan, because the plan is unmistakable, unbreakable. It cannot, as you have heard many times. So continue, my friends, to trust in all that you have been hearing, but even more than that, all that you have been knowing, because this is indeed the culmination of so much that has been working on, both here, those of you here on the planet, as well as those of us that are seeing to this ascension process, assisting any way that we can. And we have been given permission to assist more and more. So very soon, you are going to be beginning to see evidence of all that you have been hearing and all that we have been bringing here. Evidence indeed of our position here in working with your planet and with the people here on this planet. We are close to that, close to what you know of as disclosure. All of my peace and love be with all of you. For just know that you are in the process of a great, great awakening. Mani Padme Om, Ma Om, Ma Om. Greetings to you. Manusar's here, Shoshana is here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. We just want to just say briefly here, though, of the energies that have been coming in, and many of you are going to begin to feel those energies stronger and stronger. It may even create a breakthrough, you might say, of various things that can begin to invade your body. And that is purposeful. So let that be. Do not be concerned about it. The energies are strong and they're going to become even stronger and stronger. But know that your bodies are being prepared in various ways. And one of those ways is to bring this various viruses into you and then let it move through you. And then you become stronger as a result of it. We know that it is happening with several here in your group. So we are just saying to weather it through. For it will pass, and then, as we say here, you will be stronger as a result of this. Your immune system is becoming stronger as a result. Okay? We are ready for your questions.
I want to hear first. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, dear Thomas. Yes?
I was wondering about the Telos at Mount Shasta. Is it possible for myself, for anybody of our group, to go in the Telos and visit it and just see what it's like?
Dear brother, everything is certainly possible. But is it probable at this point? Likely not. Because if the vibrations must match. And if you were to go there with vibration of doubt, which often you have here, dear brother, then you would not be able to enter that area because your vibration would not match those that are there. Whenever one is invited into Telos, which has happened several times here in the not too distant past here, decorations in that moment matched, and they were able to do that. Also, there must be a connection for one who wishes to enter and to be able to go into that realm. You must have that connection already, and not all have that connection. So there are various things in play here that must be overcome. But the best thing is to just let go and not even be concerned about it. If it is meant for you, you will receive the calling. And then when we speak to you, we're talking to all of you now. If it is meant for you, you will receive the calling to be able to go there. But it is likely that that may not occur until after the changeover here, or at least until many things become what you might say quieted down here for you, where the truth has come forward much, much more. Okay, Shoshana, do you have anything
to add? There's no more to add here.
Very good. We hope this was sufficient for you. We did not want to dissuade you in any way, but you asked the question, so we give answers here. Okay?
Okay.
Very good. Would there be other questions here? Incidentally, we add one more thing here, the James, and another, and others have gone there at times expecting to be able to enter. This one especially we speak through believed that he was going to find the entrance and move into it. It did not happen quite the way he wanted, but there was still some revelations that came from this in that journey. So that is important. Remember, it is not the destination, it is the journey along the way. Would there be other questions here now? Anything further?
Okay, I'll just ask the question.
Yes.
Hi. We were having a discussion. One of our members mentioned in the discussion today that supposedly there may be a big global lockdown. And I know things are always changing, but can you shed some light on any of that coming up, just to take us closer to our freedom? Is that likely in the works?
What we can say to you about this is everything is in the works. Everything is in process. We cannot give you specifics as to when, how, or anything of this nature, but we can tell you that the plan is working here. It is all in process. And you just simply do need to just trust the process here and trust the plan. Because as you have heard many times, the light has already won. So now it just needs to fill in the pieces along the way here. Okay? Shoshana, do you have
share our perspective on this, dear sister? May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there is a great plan in place to create a great awakening. What one must know is that if this is a requirement to move forward in the great awakening process, then this will occur. This, what you call a lockdown, will occur. If it is necessary, you see, the plan is fluid. It is moving with man's consciousness, which is also fluid. So we will have to stand by, and as one who serves has aptly given, trust the plan, and understand that whatever occurs, you must get underneath the truth, you see, because the illusion is great. So you must continue seeking the truth. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Would there be other questions here?
Can I ask one more?
Yes.
I was wondering about the solar flash. If actually this might have already been asked, but if everyone will be able to see it and or feel it, sort of depending upon how high that person's frequency is.
What will likely occur at that point is you will have an inner knowing that something is about to occur, something grand, something spectacular, before it actually happens. But as it happens, many of you, most of you, will be able to perceive it with your eyes, with your senses. You'll be able to perceive it as it is occurring. But we would caution you now not to look toward that as the end-all and the be-all, that you cannot live until you have that, or you cannot be in the fifth dimension until you have that. That is not the way to go about this. For you can be in the fifth dimension any moment of your life as you want to, as you can let go enough to be there. And many of you have, at one point or another, been in that realm, and then, for whatever reason, fell back again. And that is okay, because that is the process. So just let go and let everything happen as it will. And when the great solar flash happens, when it does occur, you will be ready for it, because we have been preparing you for this, and you have been preparing yourselves as well. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share our perspective, dear brother. May we share?
Of course.
Dear brother, the one who says has given a perfect and sufficient answer, but there is a human element to all that happens here, and there is a program running in the third realm that makes many think that they are somehow defective, that if they did not experience this, or they did not experience that, or they did not see this, or they did not see that, there must be something wrong with them. And that is the furthest from the truth, you see, because each human has a plan, has a soul plan to complete their lifetime and their particular mission. So you see, even though vibration is necessary to move forward in consciousness, often your vibration is high and you miss something because you are not meant to see it, you see. So you must, or hear it, or feel it. So you must understand and trust your own plan. Namaste.
Okay. Are there any further questions here before we release now?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Yes, could you elaborate a little more on what you said about earlier about several members of the group being sick, because I am one of those people right now. And I'd like to understand, it feels to me like some sort of energetic upgrade / purge. It hit me awfully hard. I mean, I'm leveled. I haven't been able to get out of bed in 4 days. So I would just like to understand a little more about that process.
Well, as we say here, you are being prepared here, being given the energy to make it through this process that you are having. And we know it is difficult, for the James and the Joanna both had this, as well as others of you that have experienced this, and maybe others that still yet will experience this. But it is all to make you stronger. It is all to prepare your body to be able to withstand the various other types of, we will just say, those things that are thrown at it at various points. For your immune system will get stronger as a result of this. So, and the energies that are coming in are also preparing you, and because of these energies sometimes coming in, it is even more difficult to move through this phase that you are going through right now. But we can tell you again that it is all purposeful. So allow the process, you will move through it, and you will be more able to withstand anything else that comes your way here because of it. Okay?
Shoshana. Okay, thank you.
We would like to share here, dear brother. May we give a perspective here?
Of course.
Dear brother, illness often brings clarity. And that is something we must focus on. Because as the body heals, the mind and the soul and the spirit and the higher bodies that you are come to some conclusions about it, come to some understanding about your path, your life, your movement in consciousness. This happens through illness. You will find that many that have become ill and are introspective in that illness will find a higher reason for it, will find clarity in something they did not have clarity on in the past, you see. So on a physical level, you are in need of upgrading your immune system at this time, as many are in need of upgrading their immune system to move through their various environments freely without concern for another attack, you see. So that is correct. However, on the mental plane, on the etheric plane, one must have an experience that is perhaps not so fun to create the clarity needed for them to move in consciousness. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Yes, it absolutely makes sense.
Namaste, my dear brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Very good. Are there any other questions here?
This is Gina.
Yes.
Hi. I just went through that experience myself over the last weekend and through this week. But anyway, the first part of it, when I came out of it, and this has happened to me before, in very deep illness all of a sudden where I'm bedridden for days, when I come out of it, I come out with so much compassion, so much gratitude that I came out of it, first of all. But because of all the pain and suffering that I had endured, I came out with compassion for every single person on this planet that was in any kind of pain or is in any kind of pain or suffering. So I was able to connect with that oneness that all of us, feel this at one point or another, and it's very, very enduring to the body and to the person, especially a child. So the compassion was just so overwhelming and so heartwarming, and I just cried and cried the whole next day, you know, as I came out of it, in gratitude and feeling this and knowing this and realizing this. And yeah, that was a self-realization, yeah, that I came out of. And one more thing that occurred about 2 days ago, I was heading to my room, and went and sat on the bed. And as soon as I sat on my bed, I started receiving this huge download on my left side ear. And the ringing was so massive. It was the loudest and not hurtful in any way, but the most loudest ringing I ever heard. And it went on for quite some time. And I just sat and breathed into it, knowing it was a download coming in. And I laid down, and I was out for like 2 hours. So I believe that, we were receiving downloads as well while we were going through this. So just very grateful, very grateful. Thank you.
Very good. So
thank you for sharing.
Who are making comments here?
We wish to share, dear sister, on your comments. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, in your statements, you have given others clarity and understanding. You see, the way that this third realm works is that to receive pain is to receive clarity often. To receive adversity is to move in consciousness and to find compassion for others. That is the clarity of which we speak, you see, and that you are speaking as well. Illness brings consciousness at a higher level if that is the movement that is required in your soul. So we must congratulate you, dear sister, that you moved into greater consciousness. Instead of focusing on the negative, you created a higher understanding for all. And we appreciate that, as that went into the quantum field for others to understand as well. Namaste.
Very good. Then are there any further questions here? And we are ready to release channel. Shoshana, do you have anything parting here?
We do not, except for one thing. All those that have had challenges physically, and you will move through them, be ready to take care of your physical body as well as you can, as your physical vehicle is the way to higher consciousness. Namaste.
Very good. And we would just simply say to, as you have heard many, many times, continue to trust the plan, both the plan that is exterior to you, that is ongoing, as well as the plan that is within yourself here, your own personal, individual plan. Trust it all. Chanti, peace be with you.
Peace be the one.